The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Latin America is still a low-tech place, and computer hackers are preying on it. Cybercrime cost Latin American business more than $100 billion last year, and the Inter-American Development Bank says it's growing as much as 40% a year. This week, Miami is hosting the world's largest conference on Latin American financial technology. It's called CLAB, or Latin American Congress on Banking Automation. One of the speakers will be Robert Villanueva. He's a former Secret Service agent and founded that agency's cyber intelligence section. He now heads cyber threat intelligence at a South Florida-based tech startup called Q6 Cyber. I spoke with Villanueva about the unique problem cybercrime poses in Latin America, where it even hit Bill Gates. Robert, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Tim, for having me.
In 2015, the IADB says there were 400 million attempted cyber attacks throughout Latin America. In 2013, half of Latin American companies suffered computer malware attacks. That's troubling news here in South Florida because of how connected we are to Latin America. Why is Latin America particularly vulnerable to cybercrime?
And Tim, that's actually a pretty conservative estimate. And the issue you have is that a lot of Latin American businesses, for instance, and financial institutions don't have the awareness we see, for instance, here in the United States, or the training or education. So their employees in general are not as, on a daily basis, concerned with a typical phishing attacks that you see here in the United States, because the primary delivery method in Latin America of most malware attacks and viruses is through phishing, through those email compromises.
Latin America then is still lagging behind in terms of preventive technology?
Yes. Most of these attacks are originating from Eastern Europe. And now they're seeing Latin America as a new frontier. And the most concerning thing is we're seeing now direct communication between Eastern Europeans and Spanish cyber criminals looking for new recruits in Latin America.
So you've got Eastern European cyber criminals partnering up with cyber criminals in Spain because of their language.
Yes, but for the most part, the local police either don't have the right tools, the right training, or the actual legal statutes in place to do something.
So it's not just a technical deficiency, it's also judicial deficiency that's hurting Latin America in this area.
Yes, correct.
You're essentially a private cyber detective. Describe for us what that means and what you do.
Well, we're a global cybersecurity, cyber intelligence company focusing primarily on the dark web.
What do you mean when you say dark web?
It's the part of the internet where people traffic in all types of stolen financial data. We look at account data for financial institutions, and we try to identify and locate malicious actors.
What are some of the more striking cases and criminals you've dealt with in Latin America?
One individual, Bulgarian cyber criminal that actually the Secret Service had been pursuing and pop up traveling down in Asunción, Paraguay. Ironically enough, he was utilizing someone's identity, and the person's identity was actually Bill Gates.
Bill Gates, the Microsoft billionaire.
Yes, believe it or not. So that's how bold they are. He was using an identity to do a variety of different types of cybercrime, but also he organized a group of several, about 15 individuals that traveled with him, and they were doing schemes in Paraguay and the Brazil area in Argentina. He, ironically enough, was arrested and let go in Paraguay because of the lax laws. He was arrested in the Philippines and then faced justice there.
How much did he steal from Gates?
A few hundred thousand dollars.
You're a Miami native. Was there anything about growing up here that gives you certain insights into how to be a high-tech sleuth?
Well, South Florida is the number one region in the United States for fraud in general. So there are a lot of folks down here who are involved with that, which gives you a good perspective on these miscreants online.
Robert, thanks again.
Thank you for having me, Tim.
Robert Villanueva heads cyber threat intelligence at Q6 Cyber in Hollywood. The CLAB Financial Technology Conference runs tomorrow through Friday at the Intercontinental Hotel in Miami. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.